This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Recco is with us, and he's going to get you updated on everything. What's happening, Jerry? Good morning.
All right, well, good morning, guys. Obviously, the Patrick Corbin news would be tops. He goes to the Washington Nationals, not the Yankees. He gets 6 years, $140 million. So there was that yesterday. You also had the big press conference, which, again, was like 5 minutes and a half.
Yeah, I mean, is that because... Now, I would say that it was because they didn't want a bunch of steroid questions, but the Brody one was short, too.
Because I had a bunch of people... I put that out on Twitter, and a bunch of people were like, hey, don't be so insensitive. They're doing a Christmas party for kids. They wanted to move it along, which is fair, except that the Brody one was just as short.
How do you know? How do we know that they're giving a... I didn't know that.
I didn't either. But even if that was the case, that would make sense if they didn't cut the Brody Van Wagenen one so short when he was introduced when people thought it was going to be an hour and it was 8 minutes.
And by the way, how about having the Christmas party like or press conference on a different day? Than the press conference today.
It's just there's a lot of questions there that I had to go searching for the answers. And
I'll get into this, Al, and figure this out.
Yeah, the new PR guy. It's not Jay anymore. It's the new guy. You've spoken to him, Al.
The new guy, yeah, via email. Very pleasant. And I even chatted with him.
Right. So
what's the new guy's name?
Harold.
That sounds right. Let me Google that.
You don't even know who the guy's name is?
Well, you actually wrote him emails.
I did. That's why I'm going to look up right now. I'm not finding anything here. I'm going to search Mets in my... I have so many names.
Puts on the glasses.
There we go.
Searching.
What did you think it was, Jerry?
Me? I have no idea. Oh.
I think it's Harold.
Harold. Not Harold.
It's not Harold. Hmm. Huh.
That's great. Hmm. Man. While you look for that.
Okay.
Here was some Brody Van Wagenen yesterday. This is when he was sitting at the table during the press conference. This is just the beginning.
We did not make this move to have this be our last move.
Yep. Get ready, Met fans, because a lot more is coming. Here he was on SNY. He said part of the deal, yeah, Cano was a huge part of it, but they had to get Diaz as well.
We were just told no a few times out of the gate that Diaz was not going to be available, and we just stayed on it.
They finally got the answer they wanted. He made it very clear he's a risk taker.
I am willing to be successful, and I'm willing to fail, but I'm willing to fail at the risk of trying to be successful, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense. He just took a long way to get to it. What's the matter?
Breaking news. His name is Harold.
Oh, Jesus.
For some reason, wasn't coming up in my contacts.
We got a last name on this? Harold?
Harold Kaufman.
All right, Harold Kaufman.
Very pleasant.
So this is the guy that we need to ask about.
And
why.
What's weird is it's not like they're not still allowing the guys to talk. It's all right, we're going to break it off now. We'll do the one-on-ones. And they talk for another hour.
Yeah, I know. And Jeff spoke for a long time in the one-on-ones, but didn't in the other setting. And
strange.
It's unfortunate because SNY covered live the press conference, so fans were watching that. And we had it live here on the fans, so people who are driving around, whatever, are listening to it. They don't listen to the one-on-ones. They don't hear that stuff. So really what you're doing is you're taking away that stuff from the fans and making it harder for them to get that information.
It is a good thing that you were listening, though, on the fan, because we got you the press conference. And even if it started a little awkwardly with Eddie and Joe and Evan.
Hey, Eddie.
All right.
Hello, gang. How you doing over there?
Oh, great.
It's a big room.
Crowded room.
Who's crying? I hear somebody crying.
There's a baby.
Oh,
I'm not sure whose that is.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard this in the car, and I was dying.
You're talking into a microphone. You're in the studio, and it says on air.
Are we on the air here? Can we shut this baby up, please?
Why'd you take a picture of the on-air sign?
I know.
And tweet it out and show everybody how we're on the air.
How prevalent it is.
Yes.
Are we on the air? No. And then Eddie comes, there's a baby. Not sure whose baby, but got a baby. Is that a baby? Yes. Whose baby is it? I don't know.
So perfect.
And I like the Sharks tonight.
You mentioned Jeff Wilpon. You mentioned Jeff Wilpon spoke. There's a couple of minutes out on that. We'll get to him, but there's also this story going around. Now, in fairness, and I think it's true because the Met reporters were tweeting it, that he was on vacation during negotiations of the trade.
Who? Who's this?
Jeff Wilpon.
Jeff Wilpon was on vacation when Brody Van Wagenen
was kind of negotiating the deal.
Wanted to make this deal with Seattle. Okay.
Now, he was FaceTiming with him and conversing with him, so it's not like he wasn't in the loop. But, like, if you were going on vacation, Boomer, like, what's your favorite destination?
I don't know. I'd probably go to Arizona, maybe go down to the DR, maybe a little Florida.
Yeah, warm weather, right?
Yeah,
right.
Warm. Where would you like to go? This time of year.
Yeah, so, something like that. I do. I've had a lot of fun in the Dominican Republic. Yeah. You know, like a resort there with a beach, right? Something like that.
I did Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah. That's where I went to my honeymoon. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's very beautiful. Good.
Well, that's not where he went, and a caller called Mike. He was very unhappy.
Did you see that Wilpon is out vacationing in Rwanda?
Rwanda?
Yes.
What it's was it like? The heart of the hot stove season, and he's tracking gorillas in Rwanda?
Gorilla.
Gorilla.
This can't be true.
Gorilla.
So I figure it would sound like this if Jeff was doing the press conference from Rwanda.
It's absolutely opened up, and Brody understands the parameters that we're working with him. He's got his fingers in everything right now. I haven't seen anybody with this much drive and determination in a long time.
This is serious.
Was that Chris Carlin at the end?
It was not Chris Carlin at the end.
Are you sure?
As far as I know, it was not Chris Carlin.
Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Wait a second.
Oh, God.
So even when they have a normal day.
That's not normal.
There's really nothing normal about it. Here's Mickey Callaway, speaking of normal, on SNY. He loves one
Everybody.
Part of Cano, yeah.
You know, you look at his forearms and his hands, and it's just not natural.
Yeah, of course it's not. He's been on PEDs. I mean, it's not natural. It's right.
You take a look at his pelvic floor muscles, man. They're popping right out of there, man. It's not normal.
It's not normal.
Just not, man. Take a look. Hey, let's get him over here. Come on here, Robbie. Flex those gluteus maximus. Come on now, baby.
Oh, my God.
He says he and Robbie connected.
Robinson Cano, one of the most thoughtful baseball people I've ever been around. I had a chance to eat dinner with him last night.
So that's right.
We saw in that picture.
They're already one and the same. So all good with the Mets.
I saw Dog on High Heat. Oh. I was all over this baseball stuff. Interviewing Edwin Diaz.
Oh, cool. I'll see if I can find it. And Edwin Diaz must have thought that Russo was speaking Russian.
Right, like I just got traded to New York, but I get traded to Mars? Like what is but it's just the way that Dog asks these questions. Ah, you go from Seattle, people care, they're a little different now. You come to New York, fans are a little fussy. Mets fans are a little fussy. Give me a couple thoughts on that. How about this? You know, like the way he asks these questions. Give me a couple thoughts on coming here to the Mets. You know, Edwin Diaz.
What?
You a couple? What is this?
I like when a lot of times to say thoughts go.
Yeah, right. How about that, Edwin? How about this idea? You know, Brody, Cano. Give me a couple of thoughts on that. How about this? It's like, I mean, it's just, and then he's staring
like,
a hole through him in the monitor. You know, let me get a couple of thoughts on this. Give me a couple of thoughts. You know, and I just Edwin Diaz is like, is this who am I talking to? Alf?
God. I mean,
what did I get myself into?
Honestly, the Mets can't have enough press conferences. Yeah. Really, honestly, oh, they're priceless.
And that's just the beginning, most likely. Jets linebacker Avery Williamson was on with Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe telling Williamson
on the air, right?
Right on
this
the
was
air.
On the air. Yeah, okay. He was telling Williamson straight that Bowles is the issue with this team.
It's the same nonsense week after week. I mean, after some point, you know what? It is the coach. Of course, it is.
Yes.
He said after that, he said he's just going to keep his head down and work and whatever. He understands the frustration.
Just, what the hell did I sign up for? Yeah.
By the way, I think I'm going to the Houston game and I'm going to wear a bag on my head. I just want to let you know.
You want to wear a bag?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Why not?
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm going to write on the bag yet. But I think I'm going to have to go and put the bag on my head.
How old is he?
Who, Avery or Joe?
Joe.
64?
Yeah. And he's going to wear a bag on his head.
It's crazy.
Just don't go.
So, why does he want to go to that?
Imagine Avery Williamson on the other end. Like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
God. The Panthers cut wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin, and the NFL placed umpire Roy Ellison on administrative leave as they look into accusations from Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes that the umpire called Hughes a B-otch.
Yeah, called him a bitch, yep.
All right. I was trying to avoid the word, but all right.
I know the players aren't calling anybody any names. Like, I'm sure Jerry Hughes is out on the field not saying a word to anybody. Oh, hi, how are you, Gio? How's everything going? Family okay?
Right, like after a holding penalty on a third down. Right?
I saw this ridiculous post-game press conference.
Whoa, he was denying that he was yelling at him.
I mean, I'm just from Jerry's standpoint. Yeah. You know, and I'm just like, come on, Jerry, man. You know, the whole thing is so ramped up. It's so intense. We all act like idiots on the field. We all talk and say stupid things. So the official got frustrated with you. Maybe you were barking the whole game. Who knows?
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
And that this guy holds a press conference the post-game press interviews, and he's complaining about an official calling him a name. Is that really where we're going?
I mean, the other officials are probably laughing. I mean, they've probably been called every name in the book, up and down.
They're verbally assaulted the whole game by coaches, players,
they've never
fans,
heard before.
Everybody.
Combinations of words that have never been spoken anywhere else except an NFL football field. And then this one official turns around and calls him a bitch.
I mean, come on.
It's a press conference.
And I don't think he called him. He's like, come on. You know, like he said it in a certain way. Hey, what is going on with Kyle Shanahan and it was Russell Wilson who threw a 49er shoe or something?
I did not
and
see
Kyle it. Kyle Shanahan's making this huge deal out of it.
Unless Russell Wilson gets traded for JT Realmuto, I'm not in on any of those stories right now. Mm. I didn't see anything on that yesterday. I got to look this up.
Jazz beat the Spurs 139-105. Pacers over the Bulls 96-90. Mavericks down the Blazers 111-102. Nets and Thunder tonight. Number 5, Michigan beats Northwestern 62-60. Seton Hall, 20 better than New Hampshire. Clemson beat St. Peter's by just 5. Jets over the Islanders 3-1. The Isles had a 1-0 lead in the third. Anders Lee the goal. But then you'd get a goal from Jacob Trauba, and then very quickly thereafter.
Winnipeg now ties the game at 1. Sherratt brings it down the right wing wall and Islander ice. Bro, put it in front. 10 at the save. Rebound. Lowry scores. Back-to-back goals by the Jets just like that.
Yeah, 22 seconds apart. That was Chris King. Chris King with the call on IslandersRadioRadio.com. 3-1 the final as Winnipeg would add an empty net goal late in the third. The Isles have lost 3 of 4. Winnipeg has now won 4 straight games. None of the local teams are playing tonight in hockey. Also of note, Seattle awarded a new NHL franchise.
Number 32, baby. They're going to be in the Pacific Division, and the Coyotes will be moved to the Central
Division.
And
did I see that one of the possible names could be the Metropolitans? They could be the Seattle Mets.
Oh, really? I thought they were going to call them the Star Pucks. What?
I don't. Maybe. I thought it was up for
the Metropolitan.
For debate.
Can't do that.
I thought that's what I read. I wasn't sure if you guys knew or not.
Go back to the Golden Seals.
That might have been the name of their franchise back in 1917 when they won the cup.
I like the Golden Seals.
Wasn't that the California team?
I guess they were the California. I don't know. What were they? They were Seattle.
That's a minor league baseball team, the Seals, I thought.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
So there you go.
Jerry, very funny update. That was very good. I enjoyed that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.